Questions 41 and 42. The problem that judges face is not that there are too many rules. A legal system is made up of rules, and the task of judges is to help interpret the rules in particular situations. Judges are prevented from doing this work well when they are required to pick one of the multiple aims of sentencing, like retribution, and prevented from balancing it with other important aims, like rehabilitation. They are forbidden from exercising judgment when rigid sentencing rules deny them the discretion to interpret the circumstances, to make this punishment fit this crime and this individual. But it's not only rigid rules like mandatory sentencing laws that discourage the wisdom to balance and interpret. Sometimes good principles, coupled with the best of intentions, can have the same effect. Principles are valuable guidelines, and we'd be lost without them. We admire principled people. We want our politicians to act on principle, and not out of narrow self-interest. Protect human rights. Protect national security. Defend free speech. Our codes of professional ethics are all about the good principles that should guide doctors, lawyers, and architects. Respect for client and patient autonomy. Loyalty. Trust. Unprincipled is an epithet. But like rules, good principles, unleavened by judgment, can be dangerous. They can make us dumb to the nuances of context. A good principle can blind us to other good principles with which it needs to be balanced. In policymaking, the results can be disastrous. In the everyday work of doctors, the results are bad practice.